they were quite fortunate to get a result in the end, Mark. I suppose I was going expecting a comfortable victory, and Fermanagh didn't want to didn't read that script anyway. They got off to a really good start. They were 1-5 to no score up after 10 minutes, and you know, they were, I suppose Fermanagh maybe had nothing really to lose, and they were really aggressive. They were pressed right up on Donegal, often, you know, leaving Donegal forward free in attack, but they were pushing up, trying to put pressure on the Donegal defenders, and it really worked very well for them. And you know, Donegal did get back on level terms with about 47 minutes played, but then Fermanagh got a third goal, and it just looked like one of those days where it just wasn't going to go Donegal's way. But you know, they showed good composure down in the home stretch, because you know, they probably hadn't shown good composure throughout the game. They had a lot of wides, taking on shots from poor angles, but you know, there was a Fermanagh breach, and they could have went for a two-pointer when they were three down, but they didn't. They tapped over a free, and then Thomas Lenehan kicked a great two-pointer. So that levelled matters. And then it was Calvin McLaughlin. He was only a minor last year. He was Donegal minor captain, and he was playing in the middle of the field, and he came forward then to get the winning score. So it was a big one for Donegal, because you know, it's a tough group with Monaghan and Derry in it, and you can't be afford to be slipping up against Fermanagh and Antrim, who, you know, without being disrespectful, wouldn't really be considered serious contenders to lift the silverware. So I think Gary Boyle will be just happy to get through it, happy to get through the first day, but they'll know there's big improvement needed if they're to make a mark in this championship.
For sure. Well, the seniors are away to Monaghan this Sunday. Donegal, of course, suffered their first defeat of 2026 in Roscommon last week, but a win this week will secure that spot in the league final. What kind of game are you expecting this Sunday in Clonus, Ryan?
Yeah, like, I suppose it's hard to say, you know, until you see the team sheets, how it'll shape up. But like, Conor McCahill picked up a knock in that under-20 game last night, so you'd probably be expecting he won't play. Finbar Rorty was rested last night, so does that indicate that he will be featuring in Clonus? I would suggest it possibly does. So yeah, I think Donegal will go into the game as strong favourites. I know Jim McGuinness said last week that he wasn't overly bothered whether they reached the league final or not, but you know, looking at it, Monaghan have had a poor league. Like, they're, you know, they've lost all their six games. They've got a -63 score difference after six matches, which makes for poor reading. Like, you know, so I think even if Donegal can't win this game, you know, it possibly wouldn't be great preparation going into the championship. So I think Donegal will look to get the victory. Now, you know, they had a very easy one over Monaghan in the McKenna Cup final, but Rory Began didn't play that day, and Michael Bannigan only came on at half time, and a couple others only came on at half time. So I would expect Monaghan to be a bit closer than they were on that occasion, but you'd have to think that Donegal will have too much for them at the way the teams have been going.
You mentioned it there. What did you make of McGuinness's remarks about not being bothered either way? I think is what he said about making the league final. To me, it seemed more of a throwaway comment than anything else. Surely Donegal would be disappointed now at this stage not to reach a league final. You were there in front of McGuinness. You saw the context. What way did you take it, Ryan?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, I suppose it's one of those, you know, it looks like a throwaway remark, maybe when you see it in print or whatever. But you know, there seemed to be a bit of frustration coming out from the Donegal dressing room the last day. Like, there was a bit of disappointment. I think they thought that was a game they should have won against Roscommon. You know, so now obviously he's very much on the record of that, Jim McGuinness, that he's in the Ulster Championship is the currency that he values the most, and you know, he's probably already looking forward to that Down Championship game in Letterkenny. But you know, Down are going to have a league final. They're going to be in the Division 3 league final, so they're going to be out that day or that weekend. So is there much harm in Donegal being out and potentially winning only a second ever league final? You know, but listen, Donegal will have their own objectives in this, and probably the league isn't hugely high up on that list. But you know, I would still be surprised if they are not fit to make the league final.
Yeah, well, that game against Monaghan is at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. And as always, we'll have full live match coverage on Highland with Páraic Kilferty and Brennan Kilcoyne. Just finally, on the football, Ryan, Armagh play Kerry this weekend. Galway play Dublin and Mayo face Roscommon in Division 1. If you were to pick the bones out of those games, who would you fancy to make it to the league final? And maybe conversely, who do you think are in most danger at the other end?
It's an interesting one. Like, Armagh are under a bit of pressure. You know, this has been a tough campaign for them. A great win against Dublin last week. If they're on 4 points, 4 points might be enough. So I can imagine that their need's going to be a lot greater than Kerry's this week. But, you know, Kerry are starting, you know, they're introducing their main players back all the time, even though Paddy Clifford got injured again. So been going very well, Kerry. I think Kerry will look forward to that battle, and I probably think that Kerry would just have a wee bit too much for Armagh with the players injured for Armagh at the minute. So I would expect maybe Armagh to, or Kerry to win that game. Andy Moran has no great love for Roscommon, so I probably think that Mayo will get the better of Roscommon if they're geared up for it. And maybe Galway to beat Dublin, which would probably put Dublin down then. So which maybe the boys in Hull 16 wouldn't be too happy about. So, listen, with these things, there's always likely to be a few twists along the day, and I'd say there'll be a bit of drama on Sunday. Just suppose we're all hoping that maybe Donegal can avoid the drama.
That's the one. Let's move on to the hurling. Donegal have a tough task this weekend. They'll likely need to win against Roscommon to reach the Division 3 league final.
Yeah, it's going to look that way, because you would imagine the Wicklow are going to have too much for Louth, so they're going to get promotion. So it's probably a straight shootout then between Roscommon and Donegal. Well, I suppose it's not quite a straight shootout in the sense that Roscommon have 1 point more, so a draw will be okay for Roscommon. So Donegal, you know, have to go to Hyde and get a result. And, you know, I think they're obviously very disappointed to be relegated last year. And, you know, they're probably a step or two ahead of some of the teams in Division 3. You know, and I'd say for the development of hurling in the county, you'd probably like to see them get back up. And, but it won't be easy against Roscommon to try and get that victory.
Roscommon have probably been the best team in that division so far, and the only team that haven't been beaten. Regardless of what way it goes, it'll still be a very welcome test against a very good side before the championship kicks in.
Oh yeah, like I think as I mentioned, probably some of those teams, you know, the likes of Armagh and Fermanagh have been well out of their depth in that division. Like, so, you know, I think Donegal will look forward to a real good battle, and as you say, like they'll probably make peace with it, looking ahead to the Christy Ring if they don't get the result. But like I still think, you know, you'd want a bit of momentum going into it. Now Conor Gartland is going to be out injured, and he's going to be a big loss, because he brings huge energy to that middle sector. And you know, like Donegal are down a couple of bodies this year, so like not having the likes of Conor is going to be a blow. But listen, there've been many good battles between Donegal and Roscommon over the last 6 or 7 years. They're very much of a similar level, and you know, Donegal won't fear the Roscommon jersey, and hopefully they can get a result.
Yeah, the hurlers are at Dr. Hyde Park on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock is the throw-in time in that game. And the Donegal ladies are back out this weekend, Ryan. They've gone fairly well so far. They play Tipperary.
Yeah, it's been a really good league so far for the Donegal ladies. They've 4 wins from 5 games, and I suppose the game they lost was against Cavan. And I suppose anybody's been keeping half an eye on the Ulster minor ladies scene over the last couple of years will have seen that the Cavan tend to be very strong, and they're very much a common side. I think they won promotion from Division 3 last year. So they're Cavan are on the rise. So there was no shame in losing that day, even though it was a tight game in Ballyshannon. And, you know, Donegal bounced back well to beat Mayo. And, you know, that leaves them in a good position. They've got Tipperary and Wexford to come. So you would be thinking 2 victories there, we'll see them get promoted. And, you know, Tipperary defeated Donegal in the championship last year, but they have a number of girls now playing in the Aussie rules. You know, particularly Ashley Maloney, who's an absolutely quality operator, and I think there'll be probably no tears in Donegal's side that she won't be playing this weekend. And, you know, you would expect it's a long trip to Clonmel. But yeah, you would expect that you'd expect Donegal probably to get the victory.
The Ladies have been building quite nicely over the past year with James Daly at the helm. There are signs that they might be building something again, Ryan, and the future's looking fairly bright.
Oh yeah, like I think it is. Like, you know, they've obviously lost, you know, a lot of experience, likes of Eamor Gallagher and Geraldine McLaughlin and not playing anymore, and you know, but they've got to move on with a younger cohort of players, and you know, the likes of Katie Dowd's not has been excellent for Donegal. And you know, I think it was important this year they did get a couple of players back, like Sakira McGarvey and Tara Higgerty, and Nicole Corden's back in, you know, so there's a wee bit more experience, possibly a wee bit more know-how, and that's made a difference. But yeah, and you know, James Daly is in for a second year now, probably getting to know the team a bit better. And yeah, like last year was, there were probably a lot of draws, if I recall, in the league last year. So you know, they've definitely stepped it up a bit, and you know, a bit of momentum going into the championship.
Yeah, the Ladies play Tipperary on Sunday afternoon in Clonmel, as Ryan mentioned, with a 1 o'clock throw-in. Ryan Ferry, thanks very much for joining us on The Score this evening. We'll be chatting to you again soon, okay?
No problem at all, Mark.